Hey everyone, fun day for me. Get to spend some time with Austin Large.
Yes, right? Sir. Yeah.
The executive director of Texas FFA, right?
That's me. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yep. So how long have you been at this position?
So I've been the executive director for the last 2 years. I started February of 2017, but previously worked for the association as a leadership development coordinator a few years ago from 2012 to 2014.
Right.
So about 6 years in total with the association, but definitely been in ag education my entire career.
Right. So you're originally from California.
Born and raised. Yes, sir. Don't hold it against me. I got here as soon as I could.
That's right.
I had all my vaccinations. I was dipped at the border. So all yeah. was well.
Yeah. And I, have you learned to say y'all yet?
I say y'all frequently.
Frequently.
All y'all. Yeah. I've got all the different stages of it. So
what exactly does this executive director do?
Sure. Yeah. So the Texas FFA is the largest youth leadership organization in the state of Texas. So we have 129,000 student members. And our role as an association is to develop student potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. As the executive director, my job is to make sure that we do that and accomplish our mission. So I work with a team of people here in Austin, and we facilitate leadership development experiences for students, provide competitive event opportunities, award scholarships, recognize students for their accomplishments, and try to assist those local advisors in achieving that mission daily with their students.
Right.
So my role is about staff management. I manage a team of ladies that do some of the best work in the business. I make sure that we are a true nonprofit association, and so I manage our financials along with our team, and then kind of set the course and direction for our programming.
Okay, so with that, what does a typical week or month look like for you?
Yeah, it really depends on when you come to visit.
Yes.
So right now, teachers just wrapped up, so there's been a lot of time out of class. I'm traveling and conducting site visits at our new FFA chapters and rechartered FFA chapters.
Right.
And so a lot of travel and dealing with those instances. Summer's all convention all the time.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, we're just looking at membership services. So getting the rosters done and getting our new members acclimated to our programs, and focusing on our leadership development event. So it really depends on when you come to see me. That'll dictate what I'm doing at that day and time.
I know the FFA was huge in my life.
Yeah.
And the scholarships I got allowed me to go to Texas Tech and pay for that and get my degree. How much money and scholarships and that does the Texas FFA facilitate?
Yeah, so thanks to the hard work of our foundation staff and our generous donors and partners, we're able to give about $2.3 million in academic and award scholarships each and every year to our FFA members.
Isn't that crazy?
It blows my mind. Being from California, that's not something that I was able to participate in
right.
when I was an FFA member, just because we didn't have the sheer amount of support that Texas FFA members do. And so it's great that, you know, at convention, we'll give away that money for our award winners and scholarship winners. And it's something that makes me really proud that we're able to do for our students, because they invest a lot in our program. And I'm glad that our program and our supporters can invest a lot back in them.
So leading a nonprofit this large and having advisors and students
yeah.
and foundation, which is a large, you know, what prepared you to do that? Like, how did you, if someone was looking to do that, because it's not just Texas FFA and any nonprofit.
Yeah.
What would you suggest to them?
Gosh, that's a great question. Sometimes I'm like, am I even qualified to do this job? But ag education has been my career. So I think if you're in the nonprofit sector, you have to have a passion for the work that you do. And so I'm a product of agricultural education. I was an FFA member. I taught high school agriculture for 5 years before I transitioned into a state staff and even a national FFA staff role. And so I think at the heart of what you do if you work in the nonprofit sector, you have to have a passion for your work.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a huge learning curve for me on the financial side. And so you just have to surround yourself with people who know what the heck they're doing. And so luckily our foundation board has a tremendous wealth of knowledge in terms of financial and fiduciary management. We've got a great budget and finance coordinator here who's kind of taken my hand and held it along the way
right.
As we figured it out. But just being, I think having a willingness to learn is important. And then just being able to say, like, this is where we are. And this is where we need to go. What are the steps that we need to do to get there? And so you have to have an element of of being able to think really pragmatically about the change and the progress that you need to see in your organization. And so I think those are kind of the big three for me. You have to have a passion. You have to have a great network of people to support you where your deficiencies exist.
Right.
And then you need to be able to kind of set a course of where you want to go and lay out the action steps to get there.
All right. So final question is the things that quotes you live by, things that motivate you, something like that that inspires you. Do you have something that comes to mind?
I do, yeah. There's a quote that I actually have hanging above my couch in my house, and it says, "Life is not a path of coincidence, happenstance, or luck, but rather an unexplainable, meticulously charted course for one to touch the lives of others and make a difference in the world." Huh. And so I think it's just really affirming that, like, you're where you're meant to be when you're there. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense to you, but there's a greater plan out there for you to impact and make a difference in the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
I have to replay that one.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, doing great things.
Thank you.
And I just love being able to be part of the certain times and see the kids and, know that there's a good future out there, right?
Yeah, we certainly appreciate you.
Going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for spending time with me.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming by, Daniel.
All right. God bless everyone.